Good morning. It is 10:03 a.m. We are here today, March 25th, 2025, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 25-001, Summer Vista 2DE LLC and Summer Vista 3DE LLC versus the Guam Housing and Urban Renewal Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jerick Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant Summer Vista please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Joyce Tang for Summer Vista. I'm sorry, someone else. Okay, good morning, Joyce Tang for Summer Vista 2 and Summer Vista 3. And appearing separately will be Hai Hyun, who is will be logging on separately, but has not logged on yet. Thank you.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency Gura please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Public Auditor and staff. Elicio Florig for Gura, and no one else from Gura will be appearing today.
Thank you. Will interested party Floris Rosa Gardens LLC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Marcel Johnson on behalf of Floris Rosa Gardens LLC. We won't have any representatives appearing.
Thank you. May we proceed?
Good morning, counsel.
Good morning.
Morning.
We have a really interesting situation in this case. Before we start, I am presiding this morning, but I wanted to inform all the parties that the Office of Public Accountability has two hearing officers. And we discussed the hearing on this case. There is no secret about my relationship with Ms. Tang. And I don't believe that there is any secret between the relationship between Mr. McDonald, Joseph McDonald, and the interested party in this case. Mr. Mitchell Thompson, who is also a hearing officer, has recused himself, saying that he has some conflict. I will give everybody 10 days. Is that how much we gave it, Jarek?
Yes, that's the standard.
To file your motions for recusal of either myself or Mr. McDonald, I caution you, all of you, if Mr. McDonald and I are both recused in this case may just need to go straight to the Superior Court. So I'd like for all of you to file your motions, and also file a short little memo or brief on what you think the next step is, whether or not this goes to directly to the court like DFS did. Okay.
Thank you. One question. There is a deadline of to file motions by tomorrow. Is that date still in effect?
Jarek, I know we wanted to keep it on, but I think let's address this motion first. And if it's not going to be before us, then there's no need for us to be receiving your motions here. If
Okay.
your motion is going to be to take this that you're going to oppose both Mr. McDonald and myself, and that there's no hearing officer then in the office, it would have to go straight to court.
So you want to vacate the deadline for tomorrow?
Yeah, let's just wait. You can have it on, I mean, have it prepared, but I'd like to address this motion, this issue first.
So the deadline for tomorrow to file motions is off?
Yes.
All right. If I may, I'm not familiar with the facts underlying the conflict between Mr. McDonald and Flores Rosa. Can someone enlighten me as to those facts?
The owner of Flores Rosa and Mr. McDonald are cousins.
Oh, I see.
Guam is a very interesting place. I will leave it at that.
That is for sure. Okay. Would it make sense for the parties that would include my client, myself, and Mr. Johnson and Mr. Florig to meet and discuss this, you know, conflict issue and possibly stipulate?
Yeah,
would that be something
I mean,
you would
great.
Be open to? This way, you don't have to entertain motions if the parties are able to stipulate on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would hope so. God, I hope you're always all talking to each other. Please talk to each other and be upfront about what you know, the relationships between myself and Mr. McDonald and the parties, and make a determination of what you want to do at that point. Just know that Mr. Thompson has already indicated to myself that yeah, I think he may have been counsel to Gourette at one point in the past.
I think we were adverse in a case right now, and I think that would be the basis for the conflict as well. We would object on that basis.
Okay.
But that's unrelated to this matter.
Okay. Well, anyway, whatever it was, he didn't disclose that to me. And I just thought that in full transparency that the potential conflict of both of the remaining two hearing officers should be presented to all of you, and you guys can decide what you want to do, whether or not you want to continue here or take it straight to court.
Understood. Thank you very much. I think this is a efficient way to proceed. And you would like a response in 10 days. Should the parties want to file the
I'd like a response by Monday. I mean, something by Monday, because I want to, by the 10th day, have a hearing and determine what we're going to do.
All right, so the response is
due on
Monday.
I want to move this along. I don't want this to fester. I mean,
response is due on March 31st, Monday, and hearing on?
The 4th.
The 4th? Okay. April 4th.
Is 10 a.m. good with everyone still?
Yes.
It's fine with Guru.
Mars?
No, I'm just checking, sorry. Yeah, 10 a.m. on the 4th is fine.
Okay. Sorry to pull this on you guys, but in full transparency, I have to.
Well, that's fine. We appreciate it. Just out of curiosity, what is the conflict with Ms. Tang?
We are neighbors.
Okay.
All right.
So Ms. Tang, are you going to schedule a meeting? I don't know if Mr. Johnson is willing to do so, but Gura is with regard to just talking about the potential conflicts.
Yes. So why don't we do that offline? I'll send an email to everybody, get a time sure. that everybody's available, and then let's get on a call and let's try to get this thing resolved sooner than later.
Yeah, yes, I'm currently working on motions for two other matters. And so the earliest I can meet with both of you on the phone is possibly Wednesday morning. So just keep that in mind when you send your email.
Wednesday morning is tomorrow, right?
Thursday morning, excuse me.
Okay, that's fine. I'll send some slots and let's just try to get on a call.
Okay, great. Thursday. Thank you.
That works for us. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're off the record at 10:14 a.m. Thank you. Okay.